From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Welcome to the very first Around the Wood Stove recorded live in front of a studio audience. We are at Tri-Force Studios in Lancaster, and tonight on the program we welcome Lava Cave, Robin Chambers, Nick DeSanto, and Donna Volez. That band will be playing a few songs live on the program right here in the studio, and then a little later in the evening they're going to be playing a full concert for all of you folks here in the audience. And it's Mickle time. Tonight on the program we welcome Mike McMonagle back for a look at what's happening around the live music scene here in Lancaster. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. Starting this week, Thursday, March 20th, and running through April 5th, the Ephrata Performing Arts Center presents the stage adaptation of Ken Casey's best-selling novel, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. The show is directed by Tim Riggs and features Christopher Michael, Susan Barber, and Bob Breen. You can pick up your tickets and find out more about this show and all of the shows coming up at EPAC at their website, EphrataPerformingArtsCenter.com. That's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest at EPAC, Thursday, March 20th through Saturday, April 5th. And happy St. Patrick's Day 2014. This episode of the program drops on the big day, but St. Patrick's Day does not end on March 17th. The Kilmaine Saints present their annual Kilmaine Saints Patrick's Day at the Appalachian Brewing Company. That's at the Abbey Bar in Harrisburg this Friday, March 21st. Doors are at 8 p.m. The Perfect Fifth opens the show. Tickets are $7 in advance, $10 at the door. It's the Kilmaine Saints at ABC in Harrisburg, Friday, March 21st. And then on Saturday, March 22nd, Ruby Red House Concerts presents recent podcast guest The Hickory Town Ruckus, along with a special set by The Beggar Folk for the eighth concert in that series. If you're interested in attending, check out the Facebook event for details. You can find Ruby Red House Concerts at facebook.com/RubyRedConcerts. That's The Hickory Town Ruckus and The Beggar Folk at Ruby Red House Concerts Saturday, March 22nd. Well, coming up in just a few minutes, it's Mickle time with Mike McMonagle. It's his picks for live music in the Lancaster live music scene. But first, let's hear a song from tonight's musical guest. This is a song called Cannot Please You from Lava Cave. We're live at Tri-Force Studios on Around the Wood Stove.
Nothing I can do when everything I want curse, the seven seas. But still I cannot please you.
It's Mickle time. Today we welcome Mike McMonagle back to the program with his live music picks for the upcoming month. Along with being an accomplished musician and songwriter, Mike is the marketing and promotions director at TELUS 360, a premier live music venue and performance space located just off of Penn Square in downtown Lancaster. It's Mickle time on Around the Wood Stove. Mike McMonagle, welcome back to the program. And welcome to Triforce Studios, our very first. We usually do this, kind of hanging out in the space and it's quiet. We can hang out and talk for a half hour before and a half hour after and just kind of riff. But we've got an audience tonight. So, Mike, what's coming up here in the live music scene in Lancaster for this month?
All right, I'm going to be a little selfish and lead off with something from TELUS 360. Actually, two little somethings. This weekend is a folk Americana bluegrass music lover's dream. We have two great shows starting off Friday night. J.P. Harris is coming back to town with a gentleman named Chance McCoy. Chance McCoy is the fiddle player for a little band called Old Crow Medicine Show. Hmm. And by little, I mean huge band.
Of course.
They're coming together. They're doing a joint tour that is consisting of three stops, Lancaster being one of them. And
wow.
The coolest part is that Old Crow Medicine Show is completely behind it. They're promoting it through their channels as well. So it should be a packed house. It's going to be great music. They're playing primarily old-time banjo and fiddle tunes.
How did TELUS 360 land one of three slots on the tour?
It's a Series 42 Presents show, so... Fritz and his team are bringing that through. So it's Music Friday as well. So it's going to be a really great night. Typically, the Music Friday shows do well as it is, but you pack in the Old Crow fans, probably driving from considerable distances to see this. So we're looking forward to that.
That's fantastic.
The following evening on the 22nd, Saturday night, we have a band that's near and dear to my heart, Spirit Family Reunion. They'll be coming through. They're a five piece or six piece, I believe. Very rootsy. They're coming from Brooklyn, so your typical elements of a roots band. So and they have Mr. Joe Fletcher will be joining the show as well.
Is this a front room show at TELUS 360, or is this a back room?
That'll
show?
Be in the front room. J.P. Harris and Chance show will be in the back room.
Certainly.
So we get to...
Might need to break out another wall.
We might. Sorry to the hair salon in the back. We're going to have to...
It's time.
Move them for... Yeah. That is totally not true. We love them. Okay, moving along. On the 27th of March, Tumbling Bones is coming to York, actually. So just across the river to Sign of the Wagon, house show series over there. Tumbling Bones is a three-piece coming from the Maine area. Now, what's so exciting about them is one of those three is Kyle Morgan, who's originally from this area. Kyle Morgan has done some... He's been a utility man with a number of different bands. Did a lot of solo stuff. Met these guys, Tumbling Bones, along the way. Joined their band. It's very old-timey. I've seen them perform a few times without any microphones whatsoever. So they just kind of that really traditional, almost parlor kind of music, but you know, great harmonies. It's really exciting to see. So they don't come through the area too much, but Kyle, being a York native, you can expect that to be a pretty well attended show. Recommend going out there early. And Sign of the Wagon is
it's outstanding.
It's such a cool operation they have there. So it's literally someone's house that they invite people in, but it's more than just you're just sitting around on the floor. They've really put some effort into it production wise, and they have an epic vinyl record collection in the basement. Really worth checking out.
This is a house show series in York, right downtown York, where literally the house is an art gallery. Pete and Lindsay live there. Lindsay's a wonderful artist. Pete's got this wonderful vinyl collection, as Mikkel said. It's just an outstanding room to see music. It's fantastic.
And they've actually got, I think that was through some grant money from the city of York, which is pretty neat as well.
So. Yeah, that's fantastic.
So that's again on the 27th of March. Then we're going to fast forward to the 3rd of April, which is a Thursday night. There's two fantastic shows that are going to take everything in my power not to split myself in half and go to both of them, because here locally at the Chameleon Club, good friends, Toy Soldiers and the Districts will be doing a co-headlining tour with a band called Los Colones out of Nashville. So the Districts don't need any introduction, neither do Toy Soldiers. It'll be the Districts' first time back in town since, you know, going out on the road and doing crazy things such as playing everywhere and being featured in Rolling Stone.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah.
So that's a great show. And then across the river again in New York at the Strand, at the Capitol Theater, the Lone Bellow is coming back to town. And they wowed Lancaster over the summer at Long's Park. And really exciting to see them come back to town. So that's again Thursday, April 3rd. Two great shows. Roll a dice, pick one. You won't be disappointed everywhere you go.
Anything else for us? As if that was not enough?
I mean, I could go over a few more Tell Us 360 shows if you'd like, but
Tellus360.com.
Tellus360.com.
And you just keep scrolling down and down and down. They seems like you guys add shows, like three shows a day. I go to Facebook and I just keep seeing more and more shows.
Yeah, we do. And it's really exciting because we're still, I mean, it's funny, the store being around for so long, but or 3 years or so, but this is a brand new chapter. So we're steadily building things up, and it's been fun and exciting to see the different bands come through. A lot of different genres, a lot of the Roots and Blues Festival is great. We have a couple things, can't announce them quite yet, but a couple bands that played there will be coming back awesome. Around again. So it's been fun. Stay tuned.
Great. Thanks so much for stopping in as always, and we'll catch you in April.
Thanks, Jason.
Find out more about Mike McMonagle on Facebook at facebook.com/Mike McMonagle Music, and check out Tellus 360 online at tellus360.com. Mike will be back next month with another look at the live music scene in Lancaster. Let's hear another song from our musical guest, Lava Cave. This is Halloween at the Poorhouse. It's Lava Cave live at Triforce Studios on Around the Wood Stove. On the program tonight, it's Lava Cave live at Triforce Studios. Robin on vocals and violin, Don on bass, Nick on vocals and everything else, drums, guitar, xylophone, oftentimes all at the same time. It's Lava Cave. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi. You know, this has been a long time coming. I'm really glad that we were able to make this work out tonight in front of a live studio audience. I'd like to start with the story of Lava Cave. How did this particular configuration come together? Can someone tell me that story?
Well, I had no band, and I had a lot of material and a lot of desire to get out there. And I guess I had been playing around campfires for a while with the DeSanto brothers and various friends. And there was just something about Nick's playing and his singing, the passion that he brought to it, that I just thought, I want that person in my band. And he was the very first person I asked. And even though he was very busy in his schedule, going to school and doing a lot of different things, I was amazed he said yes, and very happy. We soon got a young man named Kenny Kodich to play with us. He played banjo. He moved away, and so we needed to, what I really wanted was a stand-up player, and so Nick and I kind of threw things together to do a show, just the two of us. That's when he decided to do drums and guitar and singing, everything all at once.
You can't find the right musician, so you just add instruments.
That's right. You just expand it. When you don't have the other person, you just become that person.
Right on, yeah.
And Nick was certainly the one to do that. And the very first gig we played, opening for Fish Tank Ensemble, Donna saw us and came to us out of the crowd. And it was like a dream come true, having this beautiful woman on stand-up bass who wanted to play with us. And it worked perfectly from the very beginning. She's a perfect addition, both musically and personality-wise.
That's all. How long ago was that then? How far back does this configuration go?
This configuration, maybe 1 year, a little over a year ago.
Oh, that's fantastic. You guys sound fantastic tonight.
Thank you.
And we're really excited because there's a full concert for anybody who's here, full concert coming up from Lava Cave after the program. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, man, I'd really like to hear more, next time we do a live one, be sure to come down to Triforce. Now, I know you are in a few different projects, Robin and Nick. I know you do some other things. I'm not sure about Donna, but how do you see this band? Is this your primary band right now?
I'd say it is my primary band. It's my my originals as well as Nick's originals. I sing in this band. I'm also in the Wayfarer Experiment. I just play violin in that. A lot of the energy I find from that band is brought into this band. There's kind of a symbiotic relationship between the two, but this is my primary creative outlet.
I've never known you to really lack energy, so I'm sure there's plenty of that to go.
When it comes to cleaning house.
You do lack energy when you clean
totally.
The house? Yes, totally. Nick, I wanted to ask you a question because I know that that you also do some other things. You're known kind of around town as the one-man band.
Sure.
You play a lot of instruments at the same time, and you do that in this band too. What's the process like when you are collaborating on a piece to say, oh, this song needs a xylophone or this song needs guitar, I'm going to play drums? I mean, how does that work?
Well, like Robin said, the drums came in to fill it out when we lost Kenny, just to replace another member until we could find somebody. I'd say I really focus on the guitar work and the vocals together. The drums really just fall in there. And same with my one-man band, really. The drums, I'm a drummer first and foremost.
Okay.
I've been drumming for many years longer than I've played guitar or sung or done anything.
I love when musicians are like fantastic at guitars. And they're, well, drums are my thing. You know what I mean?
It's a good place to start.
Yeah, it is, really. And how do you guys decide, are you both bringing music to the table? Are you both bringing originals to the table and then fleshing it out as a band? Or what is there a process behind that?
It really varies, doesn't it? A lot of these songs, like Robin said, she had written a long time ago. And then that's a matter of learning them and trying to put our spin on them. And then there are some ones that we have fleshed out, just sort of found the chords to go behind the melody that she had in mind.
So are you writing together at this point?
We haven't really written together, strangely. I've never written with anybody, and I've always been in bands with multiple songwriters. Yeah, perhaps.
It's time. That could be a very unique, you know, something that's sort of never been heard before, mm-hmm. is this collaborative force.
I feel like it's coming closer to that. We're edging closer. Like Nick said, I had a whole slew of songs that I started out with, and all the lyric sheets and everything planned out exactly how I wanted. But the ideas that Nick brought to it really augmented my initial ideas. Yeah. And then the songs that he started bringing, we found a common ground somewhere in the middle. And I think we're both now writing to that common ground. And then the additional aspect of Donna and what she brings energetically and musically to the fold, it is all kind of evolving now that we've learned our basic tunes.
Yeah.
We're coming to an exciting place where everything we do now is new and fresh and more of the three of us. Nick and myself being the primary songwriters in it, but Donna has actually brought some things to the table too, so.
Donna, I want to bring you into this conversation. What, first of all, are you involved in other projects, or is this your primary project at this point?
I would say this is my primary, but Once I started playing upright again, like the calls kept coming in. You know, so like I have like two other projects that I'm in right now. There's a band out of York called Little Bird, that I've been recording with, but also working up to playing with them in live settings.
Are you located here in Lancaster primarily?
Yes. And I just started with a Tauntaun on a electric bass, and you know, that's going pretty well. And so far, I haven't played with any of those like out, but
just with so Lavakay is the band you're playing out with right now.
But eventually,
right on. I want to get your thoughts on quickly on the Lancaster music scene, because if there's one thing that you aren't, it's traditional. It's, you know, you're out, you're doing some very interesting things. It's a very unique sound. And what I'm curious about is how does the Lancaster music scene feel to you as a host city for what you're doing?
Oh, it's feeling beautiful. I was just at the Fig party last night over at TELUS 360, and music was the theme of this issue. And to feel all the new bands that now have the permission, the creative permission in the beautiful landscape of Lancaster to do what they want to. It's an exciting thing. I feel like I've always been riding kind of on the edge of the music scene from my Modern Icons days, and some crazy stuff we did there. We had some diehard fans that stuck with us through some of the crazy stuff, but a lot of people maybe couldn't wrap their brains around that 20 years ago. But I feel as though Lancaster has become much more open-minded to a wide variety of creativity expressed, and they're ready for anything I can dish out to them.
Well, I think that the audience here tonight at Triforce has an open mind for what you're doing. I will say that. What's the future hold for Lavakay?
Well, we're about to start recording an album. It feels as though this 1 year, just kind of getting everything together to start playing live, and we wanted to really allow that sound to come together energetically before we went into a studio half-baked. But I feel as though we're ready to really put down an album. People have been asking for an album from a year ago, so I think it's high time.
Anybody here interested in a Lavakay album? Robin, Nick, Donna, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk about the band, the history, and where things are going in the future. Just delighted to have you on the program. We're going to have one more song on the show to take us out. Best wishes to you all. And when that record comes out, be sure to let me know. We'll have you back on the program to talk about it.
Thank you. We look forward
to
it.
And thank you all so much for being here tonight.
This is wonderful.
long time now, away from it all. Life is a dreary thing to recall. Some days just could not be saved. When you thought you might squirm right out of your head, thought you might find a home in some stranger's bed, or some stranger's grave. And oh Lord, those little turns your life has taken. Oh Lord, those little blows that hit you low. A snip of the brakes and off you go, dreaming of the days that rolled along so slow. All of those little turns ago. And there ain't much peace, there ain't much quiet. It's a lot of unruly little thoughts that run riot inside your doors. Just you and your brain having it out. You don't know what the bad, bad blood is about, but you know there's bad blood for sure. And oh Lord, those little turns your life has taken. Oh Lord, those little wounds that found the bone. Off of the rails and away you go, dreaming of the days that rolled along so slow. All of those little turns ago. And whether you're a cynic or a true believer, anybody's thrilled or a lonely pleaser, strutting on high, moaning low, we all gotta find some way to go. Oh Lord, those little turns your life has taken. Oh Lord, those little blows that hit you low. Snip of the brakes and off you go, dreaming of the days that rolled along so slow. All of those little turns ago. Over the lip, dribbled like wine on a satin slip. Words spilling out down over your shoes. You stir that pot when you get a little drink in you, like the great ones do. And when your day comes, that'll be that. You gather up all them funny hats that you wore, and you'll say I do. To all those little turns your life has taken. All those little wounds that found the bone. Off of the rails and away you go, dreaming of the days that rolled along so slow. All of those little turns ago. Oh Lord, all those little turns ago. Oh Lord, all those little turns ago.
You can find out more about today's program by visiting the show post at our website, woodstovehouse.com. And while you're there, you can check out past episodes of the program or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced by the Wood Stove House and Triforce Studios in Lancaster, PA. Check out Triforce online at triforceproaudio.com and find us online at woodstovehouse.com.